Chapter 3. Coruscant. Galactic Alliance Senate Building. Chief Omis's office. It was a small, private meeting this time. Luke, Mara, Chief Omis, Admiral Neothel, and Kip. Government security men and women waited outside in the reception room. And if Luke knew their type as well as he thought, they'd be fidgety, unhappy about not being on hand to protect the government leaders in case the Jedi decided to cause trouble. Luke grinned at that. The likelihood of Jedi causing trouble in a situation like this was approximately equal to Cal Omis and Admiral Neothel proclaiming themselves the new Emperor and Empress. Then he sobered. Historically, the last time anything like that had happened, it hadn't gone so well for the Jedi.
"I understand the demands on your time," Chief Omis was saying.
White-haired, earnest, the deliberate embodiment of governmental sympathy and goodwill, he sat opposite Luke, his hands clasped together on the table between them.
"So I'll be brief. I, representing many voices in the GA government, wanted to give you the opportunity to do a very great favor for that government."
Luke nodded.
"By elevating Jacen Solo to the rank of Jedi Master."
Chief Omis hesitated. His expression didn't change, but Luke had the distinct impression that the man was taken aback. Luke kept himself from looking at Kip. So Kip's comment earlier was either a secret or a guess. And since Omis isn't suddenly suspicious of Kip, Kip hasn't betrayed a secret. A guess, then. Interesting.
"Well, yes," Chief Omis conceded. "These are unsettled times, Master Skywalker. Colonel Solo is a hero of the people, someone all members of the Galactic Alliance can look toward for leadership. In giving him command of the Galactic Alliance Guard, the government has displayed tremendous faith in his abilities and loyalty, and he has demonstrated that he deserves that faith and will continue to earn it. Jacen could now also serve as a potent example of cooperation between the secular government and the Jedi Order. If only the Jedi would demonstrate similar faith in him."
Chief Omis's voice was as controlled as ever, his manner as persuasive. But through the Force, Luke could sense that the man had no personal investment in this argument. Clearly, he had to be making this proposal at the request of others, perhaps repaying some favor owed to another politician, to one of Jacen's patrons. Luke took a quick look at Admiral Neothel, the highest-placed Galactic Alliance politician who was also a keen supporter of Jacen. But the Mon Cal was under control, offering no emotions for him to detect.
"Well, there's a problem."
Luke glanced at his fellow Jedi. Mara was stone-faced, offering no expression for the politicians to read, though Luke could feel through the Force link that helped bind them together her irritation with Omis. Kip was slouched back in his chair, smiling faintly, and Luke thought he could detect that Kip was enjoying himself hugely.
"In my estimation, Jacen still lacks the emotional maturity he needs to be a master."
Chief Omis gave him a doubtful look.
"Many Jedi, in both the Old Republic and the modern era, became masters at his age or younger."
Luke shrugged.
"It's not a question of age." "And," Omis continued, "he has demonstrated that he possesses skills and power that not even most confirmed masters can match."
Mara sighed and finally leaned in to join the conversation.
"It's not a matter of power, either. If power were the criterion you think it is, then any 8-year-old with a thermal detonator would be qualified to teach at the university level. Right?"
Opposite her, Admiral Neothel also leaned in, as if positioning herself like a Mon Cal cruiser to counter the Star Destroyer that Mara represented. She spoke in the gravelly tones common to Mon Calamari.
"Perhaps power, age, and wisdom are not the only considerations here."
Her bulbous eyes whipped around to focus on Mara and then Luke in turn.
"If Jason is a master of the guard and a master among the Jedi, it blurs the lines between those who have sworn to obey the government and those who merely acknowledge a vague duty and responsibility to the government. A distressing loss of personal authority for the Grand Master of the Jedi Order. Not so?"
Luke let a little frost creep into his voice. "The duty I've acknowledged for 40 years is anything but vague." Neothel nodded.
"Precisely. And so you have nothing to fear."
"And that's not the issue." Luke gave the Admiral a small frown, a message that her effort to lead the conversation from the realm of logic into the realm of defensiveness would not succeed. "Jason is not ready. He's making too many unfortunate choices. He needs guidance and is refusing to seek it."
"From you? I find that he is very receptive to my guidance."
Luke didn't answer. He let the silence between them stretch into long seconds. Finally, Neothel swiveled to look at Kip.
"Master Duron, I have it on good authority that you advocate elevating Jason Solo to the rank of master."
The purpose for Kip's presence finally clicked for Luke. Months before, at a meeting of the Jedi Council, Kip had proposed elevating Jason to their rank. Obviously, word of that had somehow leaked out from those council chambers and reached the ears and tympanic membranes of Omis and Neothel, and Kip had been brought in to reinforce their argument. Kip appeared startled, but Luke detected no genuine emotion of surprise from him.
"I beg your pardon?"
Neothel stared at him.
"You did propose that Jason Solo be elevated."
Kip nodded, a little uncertain.
"In a manner of speaking."
Suspicion crept into Neothel's voice.
"What manner?"
Kip continued to look uncomfortable.
"Well, clearly you're unfamiliar with the role of the Terris Chi in Jedi Council debates."
"The Terris Chi?"
"Yes. A sort of ritualized debate opponent."
Kip glanced at Luke and Mara as if for confirmation.
"In certain Jedi traditions, any discussion group or its moderator elects a Terris Chi. The purpose of the Terris Chi is to float ideas that run counter to the prevailing wisdom. This is so that all ideas will be tested, sometimes to destruction. The idea that the Terris Chi promotes is not the one being tested. The idea he promotes tests the idea currently under discussion. It's like a larva that only eats dead flesh. Place it on a wound, and it will only devour that which cannot survive anyway. Live flesh, like a solid idea or valid reasoning, will not be harmed by it."
Kip thought for a moment.
"I suppose that the closest equivalence you have in the world of government would be court jesters or the free press."
Chief Omis and Admiral Neothel exchanged a look. Omis appeared mildly confused. Neothel's posture suggested she was irritated. Omis cleared his throat.
"I failed to see the discussion at that meeting," Kip continued, "was about Jason Solo's activities and whether they were appropriate for a Jedi. So in the spirit of the Terris Chi,
I not only spoke out in uncritical support of them, I proposed giving him the most lavish reward the Jedi can bestow, as a test of the principal item of discussion. There was now a little chill in Neothel's voice.
So you're saying that you never supported Jason Solo's elevation?
Kip gave her a quizzical look. I support the decisions of the Master of the Order, Admiral. And let me give you a little example of how power and skill with the Jedi arts do not correspond to mastery. When I was still a teenager, I was able to reach into the gravity well of a gas giant and pull a spacecraft out of it. That's something that not many masters could accomplish. I could do it because I was strong in the Force, and because I had absolute faith in my right, my need to use that craft for a specific purpose. But I doubt I could do it today. I'm no weaker in the Force, and I'm a lot more skilled. But today I'd know that my intended purpose was not a good one, and this knowledge would deny me the focus I needed then to perform that task. So was I a master then, or am I a master now?
Chief Omis and Neothel exchanged another look. Omis's face was serene, but it was clear from Neothel's body language that this portion of the meeting had not gone the way she'd wanted it to. Omis tried again, catching Luke's eye.
Master Duron's story just goes to reinforce my point. He lacked the experience he needed, experience that would have compelled him to seek the advice of others. But Colonel Solo doesn't lack that experience. He comes to us for guidance. Please, Master Skywalker, don't mistake any anger you might feel that he hasn't consulted enough with you for suspicion about his wisdom and readiness.
Luke smiled, suddenly cheerful. All right, I won't. As Neothel straightened, expectant, Luke added, I'll continue to evaluate Jason's progress as a Jedi, and the instant I find him to be ready for the rank of Master, you'll be the first one I inform.
Ah.
Omis sat back, but maintained a mask of polite cheer.
Please do.
Luke rose and nodded. Thank you for seeing us. If there's nothing more, I don't want to take up more of your time.
No, that was all.
There was mock good humor in Omis's voice.
Thank you.
The Jedi were silent on the walk out of the office, on the turbo lift down to the building's hangar level, and until Kip's speeder carried them out of the Senate building. Mara broke the silence.
What is a Terrace Chi?
Kip smiled, showing teeth.
A bug in the mines of Kessel, he said. 6 legs under a hard round carapace, about 3 centimeters in diameter. Properly roasted, they only tasted a little awful. When you could catch them, they offered a little nutrition, helped you starve more slowly.
Luke looked thoughtful. Thanks for supporting me back there. Why'd you do it?
Luke.
Kip stopped, shook his head.
No. Master Skywalker. I do think Jason should be a master, or I wouldn't have brought up the point at that meeting. But I'm all for showing solidarity. A united Jedi Order when this sort of thing happens. When cracks open and politicians get their fingers in them, bad things happen. Empires are formed. Also, I'm more than a little annoyed that they brought up my suggestion from that meeting. How did they find out, anyway?
He frowned.
Loose talk between masters and apprentices around the temple, probably.
Probably,
Mara said.
but Luke could feel a trace of suspicion growing within her, as it was within him. Even if Kip's opinions had been overheard in the halls of the temple, someone, some Jedi, had to have passed them on to the government. Perhaps Jason had done so himself. Luke steered away from that line of thought, and from the even more distressing possibility that it had been Ben who had leaked the information.